Are you 17 or 18?
I'm 17.
17. You just celebrated your 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
The birth of a child is life's most precious gift, a gift that parents cannot wait to unravel. However, on June 3, 1996, Elise Goldwasser discovered that her daughter was born with cystic fibrosis, a disease that causes sticky mucus to build up in the lungs and digestive tract.
A year ago, as of this weekend, this past weekend, I had a transplant here at the St. Louis Children's Hospital. It does feel good to know that I can run a whole minute longer than I could 3 months ago, which, you know, a year after you've had your chest cut open, your lungs ripped out, and someone else is shoved in, that's a pretty great feeling.
So in March, when I saw you, your sats at rest were 98. Today they were 100. Your heart rate was 95. Today was 85, which is good.
Corey's journey has been one with many challenges, but she has not been alone. A unique friendship has developed between her and St. Louis Rams defensive back Matt Daniels. Daniels, a former student of Corey's mother, has been able to provide a sense of optimism in Corey's fight against the disease.
We met because when he was a Duke student, he was a public policy major, which made him one of my mom's students. And at first we bonded over pit bulls, and that he wants one, so I told him I'd be his pseudo pit bull until he could get a dog. When I'm hanging out with Matt, I do not feel like he pities me or sees me as charity. I feel like he sees me as a person and a friend and not just a sick kid.
Matt and Corey's relationship has blossomed over the years. And whenever Corey has treatment in St. Louis, Matt is sure to be by her side. This time around, Matt wanted to take her mind off the treatment. What she thought was another doctor's appointment turned into a behind-the-scenes tour of one of her favorite places, the St. Louis Zoo.
Never again. It was actually her idea to come out here. She wanted to come to the zoo and catch some stingrays and feed the lemurs. Such a good time to come out here. It's great weather. Get her away from the hospital just a little bit. Give her a different scenery while she's out here. You know, just let her have some fun.
Oh, my God!
You are such a whale.
She has a little bit more... more adventurous than me, let her go in and do it first and make sure it was all right. A little bit more impatient to grab the grape, so that kind of spooked me a little bit. But other than that, it was pretty cool. Ooh, that's swaggy. Actually, I don't know if she knows it or not, but I really look up to her as a hero. Just everything she's been through, having near-death experiences, going through a double lung transplant surgery. I'm getting emotional now just even thinking about everything she's been through. It's great just to be able to spend time with her, just period, regardless of wherever we're at. But being able to come out to her favorite place in St. Louis just makes it even better.